This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz, in for Lisa Mullins. Arlington Police Chief Fred Ryan didn't have a clear path to success as a kid. It was a hard scrabble life for him and his family.
Well, I grew up in the public housing projects in East Arlington, down by Dilboy Field and in Somerville. And I always joke, you know, half of my friends went to jail, the other half became cops, and I'm happy that I fell on the good side of the law.
After two decades as chief, Ryan now says it's time to hang up his uniform, though. He's retiring from the police force this weekend. Ryan spent 33 years in municipal law enforcement in Massachusetts. In recent years, he's been called on nationally as a leading voice on the opioid crisis. He's one of the leaders of an initiative that helps police departments adopt approaches to avoid arresting people with substance use disorder and instead get them on a path to recovery. Ryan told WBUR's Lisa Mullins about the sea change he's seen in the way police approach crime and disorder in the community.
In the early 80s, it really was a mindset of us versus the world. And I've been able to be a part of the evolution of organizational transformation in police departments to bring that from that us versus them to a true partnership with the community so that the community gets to decide how it gets policed.
What was the main focus of your job as an officer in the beginning? And for your officers working under you now, those who have been working under you, what's their main focus? What takes up the bulk of their work?
It was enforcement-related activities.
Speeding tickets.
We were judged by tickets and arrests. And, you know, the sad reality is nobody really looked at what the outcomes were. What were you achieving at that time with those tickets and those arrests? You know, I was a typical young cop out making drug arrests and thinking I was doing, you know, good work with pretty low-level, simple possession-type drug arrests. And we now recognize that, you know, people in the grips of addiction, these arrests are having very little impact on reducing recidivism and addressing the root cause of the problem, and that is substance use.
How much is substance use? What percent of the job is it now for the average officer?
Substance abuse and behavioral health issues really take up the overwhelming majority of our time because, you know, not only do they drive calls for service, but also criminal activity. The past 2 years, life expectancy in the United States has gone down. And that's largely attributed to suicide and drug overdose. And police have a front row seat at a nation that in many ways is in despair. And so we now, I mean, there's no more important time in the history of policing than now to team up with our public health partners and have a more comprehensive and sophisticated approach to behavioral health and substance use in the community. And I'm proud to say that Arlington's been one of the leaders in that area.
Yeah, you often talk about this, about the work that your department has done around substance abuse and mental health. You have a clinician, I think it's a full-time clinician, who does what?
Two. So they co-respond along with police officers to cases where somebody is in crisis with mental health challenges. And under the traditional model that we spoke of earlier, I mean, I can remember arresting people because I had no other option for a low-level criminal offense when that person was really in a mental health crisis situation. And so now we give officers the tool of a mental health clinician to go out into the field with them to give them other options. You know, listen, there are some very violent people that need to be arrested and prosecuted. We get that. But that's a fraction of the population that we deal with. The vast majority of people that we deal with need to be in the healthcare system.
So that's considered, even now, a rather progressive stance. When did you make the switch in your own mind? Was it based on an incident, a couple of incidents? Was it a kind of a slow learning curve?
I guess a combination thereof. The learning curve was around, you know, becoming more data-driven about what we do and the deployment of our valuable resources. And back in around calendar 09, we started looking at our calls for service. What drives our requests for police services? And it was striking at that time that more than 10% of our calls for service had a mental health element to them. We knew that that was the floor rather than the ceiling. And we recognized that we were being reactive about it.
Do you have kind of a hierarchy in your mind, or do the data tell you that there's a hierarchy of the danger posed by the abuse of alcohol versus opioids versus marijuana?
Well, I don't have the data. I have my experience, as a law enforcement officer on the front lines of this stuff. And alcohol far exceeds the others that you mentioned in terms of adverse impact to a community, drunk driving cases, injury, domestic violence, and on and on.
And how is the response to that now different from what it was 33 years ago, if at all?
Yeah, again, it was reactive 33 years ago, and I can remember leaving roll call at midnight on a Friday and joking in the parking lot with the other officers saying, how long before we have the first crash? And we've made, through organizations such as MAD and others, we've made a lot of progress at driving down drunk driving cases.
You know, in the beginning, you said that you grew up in a lower-income area of Arlington. And I wonder if sometimes you look at some of the people who you encounter on the roads, who maybe you have to arrest or in some way take action on, and think, this could have been me, since you said that half the people you grew up with went to jail.
Yeah, and that's where my roots, I think, help guide me, because I fully recognize that I could be a person in the grips of addiction with opiate disorder or engage in other criminal activity. I just happened to luck out. And so I think that's really sort of guided my value system around leading a law enforcement agency.
WBUR's Lisa Mullen speaking with Fred Ryan, who is retiring this weekend as Arlington Police Chief after 20 years. Since this interview was recorded, the Waltham-based drug manufacturer Alkermes announced that Ryan will be joining its community relations team. Alkermes makes Vivitrol, one of the medications used to treat substance use disorder. The company says Ryan's real-world experiences will help break down barriers to treatment.